آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں. دروشی پڑھ اللہ سیدنا محمد سیدنا محمد مبارک وسلم. آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں, آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں, جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں. آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں. دوست تو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ, دوست تو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ, جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں, جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں. گر نہ صلی علی ہو زباں پر, گر نہ صلی علی ہو زباں پر, کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فغاں میں, کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فغاں میں. ورفعنا کا انعام یہ ہے, ورفعنا کا انعام کیا ہے. آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں, آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں. شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے, شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے, عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جان میں, عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جان میں. کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن, کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن. آپ کا رتبہ دونوں جہاں میں, آپ کا رتبہ دونوں جہاں میں. آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں. سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو, سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو, وہ بھلا جائے کس گلستان میں, وہ بھلا جائے کس گلستان میں. نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد, جن کے صدقے میں ایمان ہے جامے, جن کے صدقے میں ایمان ہے جامے. یہ ہے فیضان نور نبوت, یہ ہے فیضان نور نبوت جو ہے اسلام سارے جہاں میں, جو ہے اسلام سارے جہاں میں. کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد, کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد, کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زبان میں, کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زبان میں. دوست تو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ, دوست تو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ, جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں, جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى, اما بعد. This beautiful بیان of our honorable illustrious دادہ شیخ عارف اللہ رومی وقت ابریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ, یہ حضرت is teaching us how to inculcate ایمان into our lives, that great being who Allah تعالی has chosen to teach us ایمان, حضرت نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم. The love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to penetrate our entire body. Every drop of blood has to be soaking with the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam for our iman to be complete. And Hazrat has titled this poem so beautifully, this bayan, that aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka zikr hai do jahan mein, that O Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what an effort Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam made to spread the noor of iman, that till today and forever we'll find the remembrance of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only in this world but in the year after also. The malaika all the time busy, engaged in making dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat to raise the position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this world, every split moment people are reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Azan are given throughout the world, every according to the time change, virtually 24 hours. So all the time Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam's remembrance is in both the worlds. So Allah Ta'ala has made it that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with the noor of hidayat, and that noor will remain forever. So Hazrat explains that aapka martaba, aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka martaba is jahan mein jaise kursid ho aasman mein. That what can we explain of the high lofty position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It is like a beautiful bright sun in the heaven. In other words, brighter than the sun also is the high position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned the world around, it was lost in darkness. Allah says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. When the world lost all sense of humanity, Allah Ta'ala sent the embodiment of light of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the Qur'an-i Kareem to teach us how to become human beings and how to live our lives. Then Hazrat explained that dosto yeh hai shahr-e Madina jisse Islam phaila hai jahan mein. That oh people, oh friends, that we are so to say sitting now in the city of Madina to Munawwara. That is that great Mubarak city which Allah Ta'ala has used. That send Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the beloved and Mubarak noor of Iman and Islam, and from there till today Islam spreads throughout the world, and Islam is spread from there throughout the world. So a person just thinks of Madina to Munawwara and your iman increases all the time. And then Hazrat explains to us that what is the sign of the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the sign of the love of iman, that garna salli alaho zubah par kya asar hoga aao fugha mein.
that if a person is not engaged, abundance of durood of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever we do, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In our du'as also, Hazrat says, if in your du'as there is no durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that one effect is going to be there in your size and your big du'as that you are making. And you are crying in front of Allah Ta'ala, but if you haven't recited durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that dua won't go up to the heavens. So as we have learned from Hazrat and our elders, that if a person wants his du'as to be accepted and his ibadah to be accepted, then he should be reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Du'a after praising Allah, in the beginning durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the end again durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then that is the sign of that du'a being accepted. Wa rafa'na ka in'am ye hai, aapka zikr hai do jahan mein. Hazrat explains the great position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just the remembrance of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah Ta'ala himself has mentioned, wa rafa'na laka zikra, that O Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have raised your remembrance so magnificent, so high. Hazrat is explaining what is the great favor that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned here upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your remembrance will be all the time in both the world. When this ayat was revealed, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting on the minbar and asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, do you know the tafsir of this ayat? They all out of respect said, Allah wa Rasulu alam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Jibreel alayhi salam just came now down with the tafsir. And Nabi Jibreel alayhi salam said, the tafsir of wa rafa'na laka zikrak iza zukirtu zukirta ma'i, that O my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when I am remembered, that is Allah Rabbul Izzat's name is taken, your name will be taken with me. On the arsh of Allah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, that from birth till death, from morning till evening, we just hear Allah's name and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name. So Allah Ta'ala has raised just the name of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam to such a level that we can't imagine. It will be our misfortune if we not engage in zikr and reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why Hazrat further mentioned, sharte tawheed kamil yahi hai, isko aapka qalb wajame. And what is the condition to have perfect and complete iman? As Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, yet your iman is not complete till I am not more beloved to you than your own father, your own children, and your own self also. So Hazrat says that you must have the true ish, the true love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your heart and in your entire body. And what is the sign that I have to check how much durood I am reading upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Am I conscious of the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Am I talking about it? Am I practicing and passing it on in my homes to my friends, etc.? Then Hazrat explained, this is just the remembrance of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the personality, Hazrat says, koi samjhega kya, ghair munkin, aaj ka aapka rutba dono jahan mein. That, O our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your position in both the world, it is not possible for anybody to fathom and understand what a high position Allah Ta'ala has granted you. After all, because of your love, Allah Ta'ala created the entire universe. Sabz gumbad pe jiski nazar ho, wo bala jai kis khulsita mein. And according to a person's level of iman, we can see a Hazrat, embodiment of the love of Allah, embodiment of the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat says that that person whose sight is just on the beloved green dome, upon under which Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting. So the dome becomes so splendid and so honorable that Hazrat says, just looking at that beloved dome, you don't know which beautiful garden you are in. You are in a different splendor. What are all the... There can't be a better place than standing and looking at the beautiful Mubarak dome under which Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting. Then Hazrat explains, if that is the position of the dome of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what can be said? Naam kaisa hai pyara Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, jinke sadke mein imaahe jaame. Then how beautiful and how beloved isn't the name of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. that in the name of Muhammad, that the lips touch one another. In other words, there is love in just taking the beloved name of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Hazrat says that why shouldn't it be beloved to us? If we just ponder, it is only through the sadqah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the favor of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Iman has spread throughout the world. So we should be just making shukr to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we could have never able to know how to make shukr. Allah Rabbul Izzat has taught us so beautifully. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. You ask Allah Ta'ala to send. And Allah Ta'ala to send abundance of durood, abundance of rahmat upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ye hai faizani nurim nabuwat. Jo hai Islam sare jahan mein. Hazrat says that look at the special splendor and what effort of the nur of the messengership of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into the world, zulumatum ba'dwa fawqa ba'd, layers and layers of darkness, humanity was lost, people living in terrible, barbaric ways. And then when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made that effort in a matter of 30 to 23 years, what effort Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. And actually 13 years in Medina to Munawwara, that the whole nur of Islam spread throughout the world. Until today, and sadly today, if we look at humanity today, we are in a sophisticated world of ignorance. So we have to go back, not follow science and law, not follow all the atheists. We have to walk back to the path of Medina to Munawwara, to the path of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1400 years back, and then we'll find the nur of Iman, and then Iman will spread, and the nur of Islam will spread throughout the world again. Hazrat Paya finally mentions, kya kahu rafate chane gumbad, kuch nahi dam hai akhtar zubaan mein. Hazrat explains that, oh, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your personality is very high, your remembrance is very high. What can I just say of the lofty position of your Mubarak dome? Just the green dome alone is so lofty. And Hazrat explains that there's no words to explain. Where do I have the ability? This is out of Hazrat. They're teaching us that we can never understand the position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we can't make enough shukr to Allah Ta'ala that Allah has chosen us to be in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should just be die-hard lovers of the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. The next chapter in the kitab Hayatul Muslimin, the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is essential to embed in our hearts the character and habits of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that love for him increases and we are encouraged to adopt these habits. Here a few Quranic ayat and hadith have been presented in this regard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You have been created on a sublime standard of character. Another ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there has come to you a messenger from amongst you. It weighs heavily on him that which harasses you. He is anxious over your well-being. He is extremely compassionate and merciful to the believers. In another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ ذَلِكُمْ كَانَ يُؤْذِي النَّبِيَّ فَيَسْتَحْيِي مِنْكُمْ. Surely this would have caused harm to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he might even feel shy of asking you to leave. But Allah is not shy of saying the truth. Just look at the noble-mindedness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he even feels shy to say to his own servants, you may now leave and occupy yourselves in your own works. And this too was with regards to his own private matters, not with regards to conveying the injunctions of Allah Ta'ala. In the hadith, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates, I served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. He never said uff to me. If I did something, he never asked me, why did you do that? If I did not do something, he would not ask me, why did you not do that? It is no ordinary matter not to say a single word of reproach to an attendant who served for 10 years. Do you think he would not do even a single thing which was against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's fine temperament? Another hadith, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu himself narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most pleasant in character. He sent me on an errand one day. I said, I am not going. While I had it in my heart that I will go wherever he orders me to go. He was a young boy and it was understandable for him to say this. So he says, I proceeded and passed by a few boys playing near the marketplace. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came suddenly. and held my neck from the back. When I turned to look at him, he smiled and said, "Are you going where I asked you to go?" I replied, "Yes, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am going." Another hadith, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says, "I was walking with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was wearing a Najrani sheet, which had thick edges. A Bedouin met him and tugged his sheet with full force. When he looked at the shoulder of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I saw a mark on it, because of the force with which the Bedouin had tugged it. The man then said, "O Muhammad, issue an order for some of the wealth of Allah Ta'ala which you have given to me." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned towards him, smiled, and then ordered that something be given to him. And this is how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam controlled his anger. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates, whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked for something, he never refused. Note, if he had it, he would give it. If he did not have it, he would apologize and promise to give it at some other time. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never asked anything in the name of Islam without giving it. A man came to him and asked him for goats which belonged to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and were grazing between two mountains. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the entire herd of goats to him. The man returned to his people and he said to them, "O people, accept Islam. For Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives like a person who has no fear whatsoever of poverty." So only a Nabi of Allah can do so. Hazrat Jubair ibn Mut'im radiallahu anhu raised that he was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was returning from Hunayn. Bedouins assembled around him and began asking him. They eventually forced him against an acacia tree and snatched his sheet from him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up and said, "Give me back my sheet. If I had camels equal to the number of these trees, I would have given them to you. You would not neither find me to be miserly, a liar, nor cowardly." The last hadith, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to complete his Fajr Salah, the slaves of the people of Medina Munawwara used to come with utensils of water. He would place his blessed hand in whichever utensil was presented to him for the sake of blessings and barakat. Sometimes it used to be on a cold winter's morning, but he would still place his blessed hand in that water. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring these qualities into our life also.